The Emerald City of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Author's note. Perhaps I should admit on the title page that this book is by L. Frank Baum and his correspondents, for I have used many suggestions conveyed to me in letters from children. Once on a time, I really imagined myself an author of fairy tales, but now I am merely an editor or private secretary for a host of youngsters whose ideas I am requested to weave into the thread of my stories. These ideas are often clever. They are also logical and interesting, so I have used them whenever I could find an opportunity, and it is but just that I acknowledge my indebtedness to my little friends. My, what imaginations these children have developed! Sometimes I am fairly astounded by their daring and genius. There will be no lack of fairy tale authors in the future, I am sure. My readers have told me what to do with Dorothy and Aunt Em and Uncle Henry, and I have obeyed their mandates. They have also given me a variety of subjects to write about in the future, enough, in fact, to keep me busy for some time. I am very proud of this alliance. Children love these stories because children have helped to create them. My readers know what they want and realize that I try to please them. The result is very satisfactory to the publishers, to me, and, I am quite sure, to the children. I hope, my dears, it will be a long time before we are obliged to dissolve partnership. L. Frank Baum, Coronado, 1910. End of the author's note. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.